This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Good afternoon, listeners. It is so good to be with you. It is terrific and triumphant Tuesday, and it is 12 o'clock, and that means we're listening to the program Salt and Light with our host, Brian Preston and Delia Preston. And today we've got two special people with us because we're going to talk about all things family. And so we've got our youngest son with us today, Liam Preston, and Michaela Schaefer. She's no longer Preston. She's a Schaefer.
But she's still one of us.
She's still one of us. She's obviously not new to Radio K Pulpit. Many of you know her. She used to have her own show, Be Real. Be Real with Michaela.
It's your girl, Michaela.
So she's no stranger to K Pulpit. Guys, please introduce yourself. How are you today? It's the sun is out. It's lovely. So how are you all today?
Hey, everyone.
Hi, Liam. How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you.
Awesome, awesome.
My name is Liam Preston. I am daughter... I am the son, not daughter.
Yeah, I just wanted to say no, brother.
I'm the son of Apostle Brian and Pastor Delia Preston. It's really great to be in the studio today, and I just look forward to today's, you know, what we are going to speak about. Just to give you a bit of a background, I am 23 years old. I'm a quality assurance specialist at my workplace, and I'm also the worship leader of Light Worship at Light Ministries International Church. I love the Lord.
Hallelujah!
With all my heart.
Glory, glory, glory!
I love to worship Jesus. I love music, and I'm just really happy to be in studio today.
Well, praise God! That's amazing, Liam. And Michaela, to have you here in studio with us, you know, I just, you know, as I'm sitting here and I'm looking at you, I'm just saying in my heart that look what the Lord has done. Mm. You know, I could clearly say and truly say that if it hadn't been for the Lord on our side, you know, as a family, and I'm looking back, you're 23 years old, so about 23 years ago, you know, that's when I gave my heart to the Lord Jesus Christ, and I've never looked back, and I can truly see the fruit, you know, of when a family serve the Lord. And it's so awesome, ladies and gentlemen, to serve the Lord. It's so awesome to be a part of God's kingdom. And I am just amazed. I am grateful. I'm blessed and I'm thankful, you know, because I know that, you know, during this 23 years, you know, of our journey with Jesus Christ, you know, God has made all things new. It was not always like this, because Michaela was a bit older, so she saw the other part, the other side of Pastor Brian and Pastor Delia. Praise be to God. But it is so good. And I know that, you know what, God has a plan for families, you know, and God wants to restore families. So I'm looking at you guys and I'm looking at my beautiful bride and I'm saying, God, you are so amazing. If it hadn't been for the Lord on our side, where would we have been? Sure.
Awesome, awesome. So we're going to play a song called These Are the Days by Lauren Daigle, and we're going to come back and we're going to talk about all things family. We are excited to hear what is hidden and what will be spoken.
We are also nervous of what our children is going to tell the listeners today.
For all that's going to be said. But yeah, we'll be back.
The soundtrack to your life, all day, every day. Cape Pulpit, 729 AM.
We are back. We are back. Praise the Lord. I trust that you enjoyed that song. So we, as we said, we have our children with us today. Not all of them. Brad Preston is not in the studio, as well as Rizan Preston. But we have Michaela and we have Liam, and we decided to talk about all things family. Michaela, who is no stranger to Cape Pulpit, because she had a show, Be Real, on Cape Pulpit a couple of months ago. Michaela, share with us, how are you? Where are you at right now? What's happening in your life? She's a married lady. She's no longer Michaela Preston, but she's Michaela Schaefer. Mm-hmm. So share with us, how's married life? What are you doing?
I mean, it's so weird being on the other side of the table, knowing that, not too long ago, I was interviewing you guys.
Exactly.
But it's such a blessing to know that the family's still staying strong in Cape Pulpit.
Hallelujah. Glory.
We pioneering through. But for myself right now, you know, it has been a blessed journey. I am in this space where I'm trusting God for direction and where He's guiding me to. But He's really just placed on my heart women conferences, lady conferences, you know, mother and daughter conferences. And very soon you will be interviewing me for the dates and the times for those.
Wow.
So I'm looking forward to that as well. But it is a blessing to be here with you guys, truly.
And married life? How's married
life? You know, married life is not for the faint-hearted. That's what I've learned in this time being. It's not something that you should rush into. It's so important to know who you're getting married to, because that very person can keep you from your destiny, even. And there's a lot of things that I am learning and learning how to become a wife. And my husband said the same. He's learning how to become a husband, because it's new territory for us.
So in other words, what you're saying, Michaela, it's not just about love. It's also about learning.
No, definitely.
Because many people think it's just about love, love. Amen. And Michaela, I want to ask you a question, man. Because Liam, when Liam was born, 2 weeks after Liam's birth, I gave my heart to the Lord Jesus Christ, and your mom rededicated her life to Christ on your grandma's funeral.
Mm-hmm.
So I would want to know, because, you know, if you can remember, you know, how was it living with us and we were not born again? Because, like, you know, when people look at us now, we've got a church and, you know, we're in full-time ministry. And, you know, and I always say this, I wasn't born a pastor. Mm. I was like a disaster. But, you know, when Jesus came, so can you maybe tell the listeners, how was it like growing up? You know, both parents is not saved. And can you remember some stuff?
I can. There was a lot of traumatizing experiences. And, you know, as you said, you were definitely not born a pastor, no. But, you know, it was difficult. It was difficult. My grandmother, Ma, as we know it, was the only person that I felt like I could run to. She was the mother for me, because I know you and mommy were trying to figure out, you know, life. And like I said before, marriage is not easy. Or at that time, you guys were still living together, but not married yet. And so there was you coming out, coming late at night home, drunk, and mommy trying to figure out, you know, want to be out, but has a child. And it just looked like, you know, we were living to survive at that point.
Mm-hmm.
But if it wasn't for Ma at the time, taking me to Sunday school and taking me to church and, you know, really just being that strong point in our lives, I don't think we would have been where we are today, you know, serving God and where you guys are today. It's truly like a 180 from who you guys were to who you guys are now currently. People look at you guys and do not understand the walk and the journey that you guys have come from, but it's truly a transformation. Like, you have to believe that there's a God to know what you guys were and to who you guys are right now.
What I can say truly, listen, ladies and gentlemen, there is a God, you know, because again, if I could say, you know, and I want to say that if it was Christ, it was only about Him, you know, when Christ stepped into our lives. And I think, Liam, when you were born, because you were born at a very, I'm not going to say crucial time, but I'm going to say a blessed time, because why? We just lost Ma, you know. Ma went in for an operation the Thursday. and the Sunday, and you were born, Ma went into an operation the Friday. You were born on Thursday. Ma went to go see you the Thursday night. You didn't even know Ma, and what I can, because I had to stay home with Michaela and Brad, and Mommy was in hospital, so Ma went, and what I was told that, you know, when Ma saw you, you know, your name should have been my late brother's name, Kyle. You should have been Kyle Josh, you know, but because of, you know, Ma went to the hospital, she looked at you, she dedicated you to the Lord, you know, and she went in the Friday morning for the op, and Sunday morning, the Monday she passed on. So Ma dedicated you to the Lord. I couldn't even dedicate because, you know, I was not really a father figure. And so you were really our blessing. You know, you were really that, the word that comes to life to me is that, you know, the Lord take and the Lord also gave, you know, and you were that gift to us that God gave, you know, and from a very small age, you were 9 months old, you could have walked already. And I can still remember, I will never forget it. You were 9 months old and we were staying in our own home in Woodstock and you were praising God, you know, I can just see you standing with hands lifted up. When I tabak bientjies van jou, skewe bientjies, and eyes were closed, and you were worshiping the Lord on a song that was playing. And I knew in my heart that you are going to be a worshiper. You are going to lead some people somewhere in worship. And that was 23 years ago. And look what the Lord has done. Amen. So yeah, Liam, that is my memory of you and your birth. The Lord give and the Lord also take, you know. And what a blessing you are. What a blessing it is, you know, to have been able to raise you and still, you know, imparting. And what an amazing journey it is to serve God together as Amen. A family. Isn't Amen. That great, Pastor Delia?
Amen.
Sure.
And Liam, what was it like for you growing up in the Preston home?
So, as Michaela mentioned, I never got to experience that side of, you know, you and Daddy, Apostle Brian, not really serving the Lord.
You got soft life.
Hey, you know, when you're a premium subscriber. So I never got to experience that. Mm. So my journey has always been... Stable home. Parents serving the Lord, parents that really love each other, that that is not you know, playing around, fooling around, parents that really serves in the kingdom of God, parents that really loves the Lord. And I never got to see the other side, you know, of where maybe you guys have missed it, you understand. So for me, if you are in my mindscape or in my perspective, you know, it's kind of like a good picture that has been drawn in my perspective. But, you know, again, like the word says, for all has sinned and all has fallen short of the glory.
Sure.
So I just want to really thank Jesus Christ today, how he has turned your life around. And not only to make a positive influence within our family, like within each of us as your children, but even being that impact in other people. I really love the way how you bless other people. I really like how you will go out of your way for people that necessarily cannot give back what you give, but you are depositing, you are planting seeds. And I know that in due time, that all that seeds that you have planted will definitely grow and flourish.
Amen. Amen. Receive that. Receive
I just want to read the Psalm 127. It says, unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who builds it. Unless the Lord guards the city, the watchman stays awake in vain. It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows. For so he gives his beloved sleep. Behold, children are a heritage from the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward. Like arrows in the hand of a warrior, so are the children of one's youth. Happy is the man who has his quiver full of them. Amen. And so the word of God says it's a blessing, it's a heritage, it's a reward for us to be blessed with children.
Amen.
And I have to say, you know, to my children that they are such a blessing in
Amen.
The kingdom. You know, they labor alongside us. Many of the things that they do, it's without us even asking. They truly have developed a heart for God's people themselves. And I watch them and I see how they interact with the people of God, with the church and so forth, and how they have compassion for them. It just blesses my heart. It blesses my heart to see my children love God's people, to see my children love God first and foremost, and that they're serving Him. And it's such a blessing. It is really a blessing to behold. But we need to go to a song, and it's called See Me Through It by Brandon Heath. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Apostle Brian here. What a great privilege and honor to be in your space. Thank you so, so very much for allowing us and, you know, to being with us online, you know, on Facebook Live. We've got our children here, our youngest and our eldest, amen, Liam Preston and Michaela Preston. She's now Schaefer, she's married now. And so we are so, so privileged to have them here in studio with us this afternoon. Such a great blessing. I want to say one thing to the listeners out there. You know, when we interview our children, we just want to say that they are not perfect. You know, they also have their own challenges. And you know, this is the beautiful thing about the glorious gospel about Jesus Christ. He never asks for perfection. He just asks for your heart. Amen. And He Amen. Will, you know, turn things around for the good of those that love Him. And so they're not perfect, but they love God. And this is the thing that, you know, you can give your child, you can leave your child an inheritance of a lot of money and homes, houses and investments and funeral policies, you know. But I want to encourage you, ladies and gentlemen, that there's an investment that you can make in your children. There's a deposit that you can make in your children. And the greatest investment is giving them Jesus, is giving them the Word Amen. Of God. Because the Bible says in the book of Proverbs 22, I believe, that if you train up a child in the way he should go, when he's older, he will not depart from it, you know. And I remember, you know, not so long ago that I was, you know, in clubs and I was locked up behind prison bars. I was in spaces and places, but I know that there was somebody that was praying for me. And the prayers of the righteous availed much. I remember my mother-in-law, your grandma, always prayed for us, you know. You know, when she died and I got a hold of a Bible. And in a Bible in front with these acknowledgments and prayers, one of her prayer requests is, please, Jesus, save Brian and Delia, save their marriage, you know. Sure. And she has also sown many seeds into people's lives, and she's with Jesus today. And you know what? The prayer of the righteous, oh my goodness, it availeth much. And so you guys are here today, amen, yes, through us imparting, but also, you know, praying and trusting and believing God for you guys. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. 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 So my question to the two of you is, what's it been like? So the Lord led us to start a ministry called Light Ministries, just to give you background to the listeners. And we've been in ministry, full-time ministry now for 6 years, leading this church. And Liam and Michaela, they are the worship leaders in Light Ministries. And Michaela is also the leader herself and her husband for GANG, which is called God's Anointed
New Generation.
And those are our young adults. So they very active in the ministry. I want to find out from you guys, what's it been like? How's the transition been? You guys were raised from little already to do outreach. And so share with me from young up until now, what's it been like in terms of the outreach and then now being a part of the ministry?
So, you know, I never envisioned myself as a worship leader, but it was definitely a calling that God has placed upon my life, especially now with the time and space that we are in, you know, Light Worship within Light Ministries International Church. And what is powerful for me is just to see how the presence of God comes about when we start to praise and worship. So I know for sure that God, that the Holy Spirit is in this. For I would say that for me, for myself, it's quite challenging to be a leader, because you have to be an example or a pillar within your team, you know. And you know, like the enemy always wants to attack the head, because that is how we'll get through the team. So I always have to make sure that, you know, my heart is right with the Lord firstly, and secondly, always make sure that I'm in the presence of God. Because when you are in the presence of God, you're always doing His will and His way. So I always make sure that I cover my team. You know, I ask God to protect my team, to protect us, you know, to protect myself. And also just to lead people with the love of the Lord. You can do anything in this world. You know, you can have all the finances. You can have all the resources.
Wow.
But if you do not have the love of the Lord leading your team,
awesome.
You know, that is how you're able to build a God-fearing team in worship. Amen?
And tell us, Michaela, gang, I believe that you are in ministry, and you said, what's the ministry called, the Young Adults Ministry called?
God's Anointed New Generation.
Can you tell us quickly about what is going on there? What are you trying to achieve? What are you guys busy doing?
With gang, like when people hear gang, they immediately have this bad idea about it, because it has such a stigma on it. You know,
a negative connotation. Yeah,
from whatever, everything that has happened, it's always happened in a gang or gang fights and things like that. And we just thought, why doesn't God have His own gang? And that's where we came up with God's Anointed New Generation. And it is young adults just coming together, spending time together, and being real with each other, being open about the struggles that they face as young people, what, you know, the things that they cannot tell their parents, and they just want advice from young people that has walked the journey with God, that also fails, that also understands the difficulties, you know, and can relate to them via their age, and that it wasn't that long ago that they went through those same struggles. A lot, I always tell them as gang, is that whatever you're going through, the next person went through it, it just has a different face.
Yeah.
So be open, be honest.
That's,
you know,
powerful.
And so that is what it is, and it's a space. And I love that, you know, you asked earlier, you know, the difference from where we started to where we are now. It's, we were on the trains, we were ministering in night shelters, and you guys,
how old were you?
Yeah. as old enough in the sense of as long as you could say Jesus, you could walk Jesus with your Bible, you could memorize your scriptures.
All you had to do is say Jesus.
That's all you had to say. And you came along, you came with. Yeah. There was no staying at home. There was no bypassing it. It was like,
you were forced.
Exactly. practically dragged, Liam.
Yeah.
But we went on the trains, and as much as we would fight you guys growing up about that, it was, you awake, no one is staying at home. You either park outside the gates.
It was like our family outings.
Yes, so you had to go. And it was powerful because we all did something. Brad would have given a word. Liam would have opened up in prayer. I would have sang a song. You know, it
Mommy
was,
would testify.
Mommy would testify. You would do the corporate, you know, thing. And no one could not do anything. You had to do something being there. Your participation was required. Yeah. And it was beautiful because from that point, it brought us to where we are now. And it was a journey. Mm. And you always told us one thing was, you guys wanted a space for us to live in our anointings and our giftings. Mm-hmm. And every church that we went to, there was always some type of obstacle that we couldn't outlive those anointings, those giftings. And so when God ordained you guys with the church, it has been just that. And you guys have made that possible for many other young people.
Yeah.
And that is also what gang allows them to live in the anointing, allows them to operate in them and to understand it, because we are not here to be bench warmers as we grew up and saw. Yep. We are here to actively minister God as young people. So
For me, it was really powerful that when we go on our, you know, on our journey, you know, to the night shelters, the trains, you know, hospitals. We went to feeding schemes, to hospitals. I think the only place I never took you was the prison, you know.
No, we went to the ladies' prison I was with.
You were the ladies? You were? Oh, you were, you remember?
Yep.
I can't remember you being with.
Yeah, so, but, you know, that was actually, you know, it was done on purpose. Because, you know, the Bible says we're two or three gathers in His name. There He is present. And and it was also some flavor that we displayed, you know, into people's lives, that this is how a family ought to serve the Lord Jesus Christ. It's not easy, because, you know, there were some times when you guys were also a bit, you know, no, I don't. But, you know, that little bit of force, if I could say it in that way, you know, it was, you know, but when you experience the presence, I don't know if you remember, when you guys, we were all praying for the family, as a family, for Norman, the guy that was in a coma for 8 days.
Yeah.
And when God woke him up, and we prayed collectively, it was not me, it was us, it was all of us, you know. And Norman wake up, you know, from that 8 days of coma, you woke up, you know, and you were bursting out with tears and the presence of God. And so I'm fully aware, ladies and gentlemen, you know, when the presence of Jesus comes on the scene, everything changes. And you will, those are the experiences and the things that you will never forget. I believe. Praise be
Amen.
To Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
So we just need to go to a song again. And it's called Mercy Me by Lifer. I hope I pronounced that correct. We'll be back, beloved.
Hallelujah.
Don't go anywhere.
Glory.
We are back. We are back. I trust you enjoyed that song. Hallelujah. So we are talking about all things family. And I just want to share the psalm with you. Psalm 128, which says, "Blessed is everyone who fears the Lord, who walks in His ways. When you eat the labor of your hands, you shall be happy, and it shall be well with you.
Hallelujah.
Your wife shall be like a fruitful vine
Yay!
In the very heart of
glory
your house.
To God, glory to God!
Your children like olive plants all around your table. Behold, thus shall the man be blessed who fears the Lord."
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We can attest to that psalm, you know, that God has truly restored our family. We went from being broken, on the brink of divorce, you know, and Jesus stepped in. There was no peace in our home, but destruction, violence. But God turned it around, and He blessed us, and He truly restored a broken family, a broken mother and father, husband and wife, you know, and God has walked with us and journeyed with us all these years. Our children are adults. You know, one married already.
Two married.
Michaela is starting, you know, cultivating her own home. And we can just say, look what the Lord has done. I want to acknowledge those that are commenting on Facebook. Heidi saying, "Awesome, guys." Yvonne greeting, and then I know Maggie said something, "Awesome testimony." So thank you guys for tuning in on Facebook. Also, if you would like to send us a WhatsApp message, the number is 081-729-1437. Darren, that is on.
Evangelist,
Darren, we're still
hallelujah.
Waiting for you, Darren.
We're waiting.
You know what we're talking about. Yeah, so God has been faithful, beloved. He's truly a restorer. He's a restorer of homes. He's a restorer of families. He's a restorer of relationships. And we are starting to see the fruits of what we have planted in our children through the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and also through God's Word, you know, teaching us, training us how to rear our children in the ways of the
Hallelujah.
Lord, and seeing them serve the Lord, seeing them now becoming leaders, you know, seeing them loving God and loving His people. Like I said earlier on, it's truly been blessing us as parents, you know, seeing how they're living their lives for God, and how they are geared towards ministry and Amen. And their own homes. And I want to say today, Michaela and Liam, you know, God has still so much in store for you guys. Amen. I see your Amen. Growth. I see, Liam, how you started out just with the guitar when we started Light Ministries. All we had was you.
Yep.
All we had was you.
All we had was you. We threw all of our children in the deep end, you know, but God Very was God was busy training them and rearing them up all these years, you know. And so when we started the ministry, they were fully in. And Liam's, all we had was Liam with his guitar. And today, there's a full-on Light Ministries band. Talk to us about that. Talk to us about the journey. And I even said to you this morning, I was listening to one of your old worship, and it sounded, you know. And I said, wow, Liam, you guys have grown so much. You guys sound so much more better than you did before. So share with us, Liam, how's the journey been for you as a worship leader?
So, firstly, I would definitely say the journey was not easy at all. It was a challenging journey, you know, because I can remember that when Light Worship started, Light Worship wasn't known as Light Worship, but only up until now.
The one-man band.
The one-man band, you know, Liam Worship. So, it was quite challenging for me. To be alone worshiping God, because I always imagined myself or had a vision myself having a band, you know, and a worship team that really loves the Lord worshiping together. So what was challenging for me was, you know, every Sunday you have to make sure you have a song list ready. I have to make sure that I am well equipped with all my resources, you know, all my chords, all of those things. And I would also say it was quite draining, because just worshiping alone can be quite challenging, because you're not having anyone supporting you.
Yeah.
And so...
But look what God has done.
Look what God has done. And you know what? God has blessed Light Worship in such a powerful way that that each member that he has brought into the Light Worship family really loves the Lord.
Amen.
You know, and God is taking us from strength to strength and glory to glory. Even when we worship, you know, the how the Holy Spirit just moves. And not to say it's because of us, you know, but it's because God has blessed Light Worship in such a way that he's using us, you know, to make an impact for his presence. And just to see how we are flourishing, it really amazes me.
So and I think your consecration does play a part, you know. The fact that you've consecrated yourself to leading and leading with integrity and purity.
And by saying he's using you, you know, there's many times God wants to use young people. God wants to use families, you know. Paul makes a very, very profound statement. He says that salvation is for you and your household, the whole household, you know. And there's so many people, you know, that God wants to use, but they keep on excusing themselves, you know. And I thought to myself, you know, if I had to, you know, listen to your guys' excuses all the time, you know what I mean? and that's why, you know, that was one of the I want to say to each
We don't force, we strongly encourage.
Strongly encourage. Yeah, and I want to say to each and every young person, to every mother, father out there that can hear under the sound of my voice, you know, God wants to save your whole family. And, you know, but the simple thing that, you know, with my salvation, I was looking at my family and I was, that particular night, I was drunk out of my mind, you know, and I was looking at my wife, my children, you know, and I just said, enough is enough, you know, to the to any further, you know. And that was the night when I had an encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ himself. He came into my kitchen and I had a visitation with him, and I was done with the excuses. I was done with the, you know, and that is where it starts. If you make a choice and the decision today, when you look in your own household, when you look at your own children, don't look at other people's children, don't look at this and that, just look at your own life and your own household and say, enough is enough. I am going to serve Christ with my family, because the word says salvation is for me and my family.
Amen.
Amen. And Michaela, even your growth, when I see you worship on a Sunday, you know, you don't just worship, but you intercede, you
flow very prophetically.
The prophetic comes out when you sing, when you in front, you
Amen.
Know, and that is really powerful. And I can also see why your journey in itself has been difficult because of where God is taking you.
Mm.
How's it been for you?
I mean, if we actually look at it, Liam, sorry to burst your bubble, but you were not a one-man band. Daddy them came to us and offered us and said, look here, we either going to do this thing as a family. Or, you know, those who must be out now must be out. But if you agree to it, we're doing this as a family.
Yeah.
And we started together as a family. But in all of that, and a lot of young people out there might understand that, is that you still trying to find yourself in that.
Mm.
And the difference between me and Liam is that Liam still pursued that journey. And in that time, I was still trying to figure out who I am. I'm a bit older than Liam, yes.
Mm.
But I got caught up in things that were happening around me in life, wanting to be normal, not just claustrophobic and surrounded
Churchology.
By church all the time. And I distanced myself, even agreeing and saying, yes, I'm going to do it. We're going to be there. I was there at the beginning, but then I lost my way in that process.
Yeah.
And in that time, I had to figure out, what is this? You know, who am I? And it came a place where I couldn't play anymore. And my parents were very firm on that. Look here, you either walk the right way, you just can't come up here and play games because these are people's lives you're dealing with, you know. And it was hard. It was hard sitting back and watching my brother have to carry all of this, knowing that I am still on this journey of figuring me out. But they say, you know, the thing that the Lord is calling you to most is your calling.
Amen.
And so I had to come in alignment with God's purpose and plan for me. And only then did my parents allow me to then, okay, help your brother out. Okay, go forward again. And that's so important and vital, because you can't just go up there. And a lot of people think that you guys are just like that with everybody else. But you guys were very hard on, if we're doing something, do it right.
Yeah.
You know, if we're serving God, serve Him right.
Right.
Mm. Because you are dealing with other people's lives Amen. As well.
Yeah.
And I had to learn that the hard way. So being in front there and coming from what I once was to who I am now, as you can hear, it was a journey of losing myself, finding God in it. And then, you know, just allowing Him to be Him through me.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Wow.
We just have to go to a song quickly, and it's called Amazing Life by Brit Nicole. And that was an amazing life by Brit Cole. Truly, it is amazing serving God. He truly gives the abundant life, and we can attest to the wonderful, glorious walk
Amen.
Journey with the Lord. Amen.
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 Yes, ladies and gentlemen, our time is almost up. But yeah, what a great privilege and an honor it is again, once again, to be in the presence of God and, you know, in the presence of my children. I just thank God for you guys. I thank God for your faithfulness. I thank God even through the mistakes that you said in finding yourself. And yo, my heart was broken at stages, and at times I was looking at this girl and I'm like thinking, Lord, 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 she's lucky I'm born again today, you know. And even you, my son Liam, you know, that I'm really, really proud of.
Mm.
And I'm still trusting God for Rizano, my eldest son. You know, he's busy doing family. I believe there's another one on the way. It's going to be number four. Amen. Hallelujah. But God is good.
He's filling our quiver.
He's filling our quiver.
With grandchildren.
You know, if the church don't advance by the preaching of the gospel and hearing the gospel, the church will advance by the
multiplication.
But guys, I'm extremely, extremely proud of you. I'm so blessed and I'm so humbled.
We really are proud
I don't know how to say and express this, you know, every time that when you guys minister, you know, and through the faults and through the mistakes also, as we, you know, I always say, you know, you are allowed to make mistakes, you know, but just don't live a double life. You know, if you want to serve God, then serve Him. You know, but don't come with, I always say it in this way, ladies and gentlemen, and my family always say, why must you always say that? But don't Mickey Mouse stuff. Just be real with God. Amen, hallelujah. But what I, yes, Pastor Dilly, you were saying, sorry.
No. We need to end.
I know we need
two
to
minutes,
end.
Two minutes left.
Can we just hold our hands, man? I want to pray for, can you touch your, you know, for family. Family, we want to stand in the gap for family today. Touch me, dearly, touch me. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we give you glory, we give you honor, we give you praise, Father God. Lord, there's maybe a family member that is listening, somebody that is trusting God for their own family, my God. Lord, this afternoon, Father, as we hold hands together, as the Preston family, Father God, as the family of Christ, my God, joined together, my God, with the heavenly family, Father, we ask in the name of Jesus, you promise in your word, Father, that salvation is for the whole household, my God. Lord, there where there's a mother trusting you for her children, a wife for a husband, Father God, a husband for his wife, my God, I pray in the name of Jesus, like that your word said, my God, in the book of Joel, that in the last days, says the Lord, I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Lord, just as you encountered me, I pray that you will encounter husbands, wives, children, my God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray that you will pour out your spirit and your anointing and your glory and your fire in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. And now, Father, I speak the blessing. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May His face shine upon you and may He show you peace. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Thank you so much, Liam and Michaela, for taking the time out to be with us today.
It was a pleasure.
It was wonderful chatting to you guys. We unfortunately have to go. We're out of time. Have a wonderful day, everyone. To everyone that tuned on Facebook, that commented, thank you so much. We appreciate you. We appreciate you all. Have a God encounter day.
Lots of love.
See you all.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.